From NPR News, it's Day to Day. A retired Illinois couple thought they were doing a good thing when they converted their car to run partly on veggie oil. They thought they were helping the government, helping the environment, and doing their part to wean the country off foreign oil. But now the state is threatening them with felony charges, and they're being told to post a $2,500 bond because the state says they failed to pay taxes on that oil. Joining me from Decatur, Illinois, is the couple, Eileen Wetzel and her husband, David. And welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, okay, let's start with you, Mrs. Wetzel. Tell us about the morning, I think it was earlier this year, when you got a visit from two agents of the Illinois Department of Revenue.
Well, we received a knock on the door at 10 o'clock in the morning on January 4th. David answered the door. There were these two gentlemen from the Illinois Department of Revenue, and I thought, wait a minute, we paid our taxes, checked and bounced. The card Dave handed over to me was Department of Revenue, Bureau of Criminal Investigation. What a thrill at 10 o'clock in the morning.
So, Mr. Wetzel, I understand that they eventually said that they want to collect taxes, motor fuel taxes, right?
Yes, ma'am. They suggested that we needed to pay motor fuel taxes for the veggie oil we've been using retroactively for the past 5 years. And, well, that wasn't too bad in itself, but they suggested that I was a distributor or a receiver or, well, they referred to me of many different things, a blender.
A business.
I didn't fit any of those definitions, so I didn't know what I was being accused of.
So basically, just to put this in context, you have a 1986 VW Golf.
That's correct.
Which you run partly on veggie oil, partly on diesel.
Right.
So how could you be a business, a supplier, or a distributor of veggie oil?
As far as I'm concerned, I couldn't be any of them because I didn't fit any of their descriptions, because in at least two of those descriptions, I needed to have a 30,000-gallon tank. And that just doesn't fit in my kitchen.
Or your 1986 VW Golf. So you were asked to post this $2,500 bond, and if you didn't, you were threatened with felony charges?
Which could be a fine or imprisonment.
You know, I have to say, in this age of increased awareness about climate change and global warming, a lot of people are saying, well, it's a good idea to explore alternative fuels, including the President of the United States.
Well, that's exactly true, and our federal government has a tax credit available for people that use the hybrid car or alternate fueled cars. Our state of Illinois Environmental Protection Agency gives rebates for those who have alternate fueled cars. So there's a lot of encouragement to do this.
So do people who drive hybrids, do they have to pay extra motor fuel taxes for the electricity they're using instead of fuel?
Not to my knowledge, not to this point in time, and that's one of my points. Why should I?
David and Eileen Wetzel, thank you very much for speaking with us, and happy motoring.
Thank you.